On today's Moment of Science, sea slugs that can fly. Hold on a second.
What's wrong, Don?
I've got this itch in the middle of my back that's driving me crazy, Yael. Wait a sec. Ah, there we go.
That is annoying. But just be thankful you don't have chronic itch.
Chronic itch?
Well, imagine you had an itch that wouldn't go away, no matter how much you scratched or how much antihistamine you took.
That would be horrible. It would drive me crazy.
Exactly. And unfortunately, chronic itch is a reality for hundreds of thousands of people with kidney and liver failure, AIDS, and other diseases.
Can it be cured or at least treated?
Not really. Itching is one of those things that's so common and typically so minor that scientists haven't spent much time studying it. In the past, itch was lumped in with pain. Scientists assumed that the itch sensation traveled from the body to the brain along the same pathways as pain. But recently, scientists have found genes that may be linked specifically to itching, but not to pain. So pain and itch could turn out to be two very different things.
Which could help scientists find ways to treat things like chronic itch.
Right. In fact, researchers at Washington University in St. Louis have created the world's first Center for the Study of Itch to investigate itching at the molecular and genetic levels. Hopefully, their research will lead to procedures to help people with itches that won't go away.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.